Good evening, I'm Christian Esguerra, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things more clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's begin by dissecting the news. The most direct impact of our choices, whether good or bad, during elections is felt at the local level, in the very communities where we live in. You pick a competent mayor, for instance, and expect meaningful programs and services for the next 3 years. But choose a bad one and you'll suffer for years to come. We've seen this with how local governments have been handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Some commendable, others forgettable. Tonight, welcome to our special series on candidates running for local positions in the 2022 elections. We'll look at the issues and all politics as local. More than 18,000 positions are up for grabs in the 2022 elections. Many of them will be contested at the local level, where the dynamics of the campaign are not necessarily the same in the national level. Tonight, we'll talk about the nuances of local election campaigns in the Philippines, including what it takes to remain in power or topple political dynasties. Be part of our discussion. Send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is veteran election campaigner Gerardo Eusebio. He's also a professor of political science at De La Salle University. Good evening, sir, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Good evening, Ian. Nice having me here.
Okay, for this particular episode.
Program.
Thank you, sir. So for this particular episode, let's try to help our viewers, including politicians themselves, better understand the dynamics of local campaigns as opposed to campaigning for a national position. So basically, being a veteran campaigner yourself with an experience in national and local elections, how would you basically differentiate the two?
Of course, geopolitically, it is obvious that the terrain, or rather the arena, the political arena is smaller in a local campaign for obvious reasons. Because now it is divided into, say, district elections, mayoral elections, gubernatorial elections, vice gubernatorial elections, down the line. While national campaigns cover the entire nations, of course, and that would be the battle for the presidency, senatorial elections, as well as party lists. In both local and national, they both have a what you call a winner take all, the simple majoritarian type, meaning you get to have, let's say, four or five candidates, and then the candidate with the highest number of votes win. Mm-hmm. And that happens in, let's say, in the presidential elections, which is national, and even the local elections too, and let's say a mayoral or a gubernatorial election. However, and also the what you call the collective type of elections, where you elect a group, maybe let's say in the Senate you elect 12 senators, while in the local level you also have that kind of elections. Likewise, so when you elect, say, municipal councils and provincial board and.
Yung tinatawag nilang multi-member
plurality system. That's true. So you have these two types intersecting. But actually the difference lie in many, as you said, nuances. You have, let's say, I'd say that in local elections, since the candidate is supposed to be, or is traditionally from that area where he is running in, would be the dynamics would be more personal. That for say a senatorial candidate campaigning any part of the country, so the utilization or the utility of campaigners through what you call leaders, ang tawag nila leaders, L-I-D-E-R-S, no? Like political leaders or say, but sometimes these positions would be acted upon or acted on by candidates themselves. No?
Okay. So basically local elections or local election campaigns are much more personal compared to national campaigns, right?
Yes.
Although generally, ang tingin naman sa sistema ng politika sa Pilipinas, very personality-centered. And we have a very weak political party system here in the Philippines. Existent on paper, but very weak in terms of practice. But at the local level, at the local level, since it's even more personality-driven or personality-centered, do local political parties even matter at the local campaigns?
I'd say in both levels, it doesn't really matter anymore. Except that, of course, political parties as political vehicles. That's a different, like it's a parapolitical group, or let's say have a branding in that kind of thing. But it's just a matter of just of identification, a matter of name recall and things like that. But if you're a candidate, let's say for mayor in one given city or municipality, it's actually a battle of clans, no? It's a battle of families. Sabi nga nila, pagka tumakbo ka sa local level, paramihan lang na kaibigan o kamag-anak. Nakakatalo na. No? Okay. And that's very true, no? In most areas in the country, especially in the rural areas.
Okay, so if national elections or national election campaigns are even more personality-centered, how do you sell a candidate to a particular constituency, to a particular set of voters? Ibig sabihin ba rito, mas kailangan mong sumayaw, kumanta?
Kasama na rin yun, pero minsan, hindi na kasing kailangan tulad nung araw. Yun ang masasabi ko. Ngayon, depende rin sa organisasyon. Ngayon, meron ng mga tao na gagawa para sa iyo noon. May gagawa na para sa iyo noon. Yung iyong mga leaders na sinasabi ko nga, yung mga power brokers sa mga areas, normally mga politiko rin. Like, for instance, kung governor ka, yung mga mayors mo gagalaw. May mga aliado ng mga mayors, yung iba naman ang ginagamit, parangga eh. So, ang ibig sabihin, yung minsan, yung transaction para makuha mo isang lugar, minsan meron ka ng representative doon para gumawa noon. Lalo na kung yung area ay medyo, kunwari, sa isang lalawigan. Pero kung pinag-uusapan natin municipal elections, which is actually in the thousands, personal lang talaga yan. Pero magbabago yan, Christian, itong election na to.
Because of the pandemic lockdown?
Because of the pandemic, yes.
Okay. Although ngayon marami tayo nakikita.
Yung mga house-to-house na given anong araw yun, iinuman yung mga baryo-baryo, kamay-kamay.
So traditionally, ganun ang takbo ng kampanya sa local level, mas personality-centered. So exactly. Kailangan makapag-handshake, magbahay-bahay.
Kailangan may pag-handshake ka. Yung feeling, yung sabi nga nila, pressing the flesh.
Yeah.
Pressing the flesh. Yung mga pagkaming tagayan dyan, kailangan iinom ka kahit paano. Yan, mawawala ko na yan. I'm pretty sure. No? I haven't seen the new guidelines yet. No? Meron ang rinig ko, may bago na inisyo na yata ang COMELEC, pero hindi ko pa nababasa. Pero yes.
I spoke with some mayors before and there was this one mayor whose account somehow stuck. May binabagan siya tungkol sa tinatawag niyang Binay formula sa Makati. Speaking of the former vice president, was also the former mayor of Makati City. Yung Binay formula raw, na pag nakaupo ka na, talagang may regular schedule every week. You have to visit yung wake. Kailangan makapag-usap, makapagkamayan. And of course, ang expectation, meron ka ibibigay na abuloy. And he actually duplicated that in his own city. And according to him, it actually works.
Effective.
Kasi mas nalalaman mo yung takbo sa community, And at the same time, you get to introduce yourself at hindi ka nakakalimutan pagdating ng election. Will that still be part of the arsenal or your strategy ngayon?
Palagay ko yung strategy ngayon, malabo na ngayon din yun. No? May pinsan nga ako, tumakbo konsehal sa Pasay. Pinuntahan, ginawa lang niya every night, nagpupunta siya sa mga burol. Inaayos lang niya yung tinatawag niya KBL, kasal din niya Glibeng. Mm-hmm. Yung ganon, yun lang ang kanyang tinututukan. Tsaka yung binanggit mong Binay formula, ipagkakaintindi ko naman dyan yung 939 na tinatawag. Pero ibang aspect. Ito, 939 sabihin, 9 years upo si Binay, tapos 3 years si Doktora, tapos 3 years. Pag kinuwento mo, so yun ang 939 formula na alala ko pa nung araw.
Although hindi lang siya ang gumagawa, no? Maraming gumagawa niyan. So yun nagkakaroon ng break, di ba?
Exactly.
Even the Dutertes did that in Davao City.
Exactly.
Pero in terms of presenting yourself as a candidate sa local campaign stage, ano ba yung mga kakaibang dynamics na nakikita dyan? Kailangan bang kumanta, makapagsigawan, bombastic voice, parang boses aktivista? We've seen that, di ba, in previous campaigns, very, very colorful.
Depende yan, Christian. Pagka, yung bawa, long-term mayor ka na sa isang lugar at saka re-electionist ka, minsan halos hindi ka na nagsasalita. Meron akong, yung ama mismo, I don't think Sharon Cuneta would mind, no? Pero I'm also from Pasay kasi, so bata pa ako, nakikita ko na si Mayor Pablo Cuneta, yung tatay na. Pupunta yun sa stage, tapos binay nga, mga kaibigan, may pag-uusapan pa ba tayo? So yung style lang ganun, Christian, hindi yun parang lumalabas na wala ka naman palang issue, wala ka palang, hindi ganun yun eh. Kanya parang, we're one, we're friends, we're barkadas. No? And parang, pare, meron pa ba tayo? Wala na po. O sige, pakantahin na natin si Sharon. Yung mga ganun lang. So, in other words,
Think yung ganyang style or strategy before, do you think somehow there might be certain changes forthcoming? Kasi we also saw that in the case of Joseph Estrada when he was the mayor and then when he was campaigning for a relative, running for local positions, makikita mo, he would drop jokes o ulit-ulit, di ba? Uh-huh. And then, kinopia siya ni Jingo Estrada. Uh-huh. So yung joke nila pa ulit-ulit and bumibenta sa tao. And for a while, that was very effective. Until of course, they lost in 2019. They lost everything except for one seat in the City Council of San Juan. So somehow, do you see certain changes as to with the way the electorate at the local level somehow sees these kinds of campaign strategies or gimmicks?
Yes. I believe that slowly but surely, wag naman tayo masyadong negative to the point of parang disparaging our own citizens na talagang wala na talagang pag-asa sa yung awareness, yung magkaroon ng political ng issue orientation, siguro naman dahan-dahan natututo na rin naman tayo no, na ma-discern natin sino ba ang palagay natin binobola lang tayo forever, di ba? At yung minsan na nagiging nagiging conscious din naman ng mga butante kung ano talaga naman ang mga importante yung dapat pag-usapan. Mm. Trabaho.
So ngayon, especially since we're coming off a pandemic, yung election, obviously, that would be held with still the problem of the COVID-19 present.
Magbabago talaga yan.
Mas nakikita nyo na mas tututok sa issues at the local level. For example, ano ba yung plano mayor dun sa mga nawalan ng trabaho?
Maganda
ano ba yung mga trabaho panibigay?
Actually, mapipilitan sila, Christian. Mapipilitan silang, miski ayaw nila, mapipilitan silang maging issue-oriented because hindi na nga uubra yung mga dati style na aamin ka lang sa matatanda, ahalikan mo mga bata, picture-taking, selfie. Hindi ba pwede yung ganun ngayon? Alam ko, I suppose magde-deputize ng yun ang rinig ko, no? Magde-deputize ngayon ng ilang kapulisan siguro o kung sino man, mga Boy Scouts, whatever, para magkaroon ng mas paayos na physical distancing, halimbawa. Kaya yung mga large crowd rallies, mawala yun. So kailangan ngayon, I suppose, ang sinasabi nila, meron daw kayong mga Comelec Hour. Ewan ko, narinig mo na yung Christian, na magkakaroon ng parang mga webinars, parang ganun. I don't know how they would do it. Di ko lang alam yung detalye, pero may parang ganun. Which is, I believe, good, no? At saka yung mga parang debate. Yung mga debate among local candidates. Bihira nung araw yon. So, kung masusunod yun at pangangyari nga yun, maganda yun.
So they have to present a clear platform, what they intend to do.
They have to prepare at least. So, they have to prepare, and probably in so doing, they would actually be influenced by that kind of mindset and that kind of purview.
Let's talk about the issue of information, messaging, and disinformation. Recently, another mayor I spoke with mentioned this idea that part of the challenges that they are facing now in the 2022 election campaign was the problem of disinformation. Kasi ngayon, nakikita natin parang problema siya sa national level. Pero sa local, matindi raw. For example, pag yung kalaban mo, kahit incumbent ka, ikinalat sa isang community, let's say informal settler community, pag nanalo yung kalaban ko, papalayasin kayo. And then sometimes, if left uncorrected, that would stick. And then, sabi niya, challenge daw, pag may kumakalat na gano'n, na hindi naman daw niya gagawin, he has to make sure that he would visit those communities where the disinformation campaign was done. Sa monitoring niyo, ano ba to? Is that really that rampant? Or talagang this is a very serious problem as far as local campaigns are concerned?
I don't think so. But of course, yung mga disinformation, even before the pandemic, even maybe 20 years ago or even more, has been ano na, yung papakalat sila ng mga chismis, papaputok sila ng mga ganito. Kasama na yan sa dirty tricks. Hindi na bago yan. You're not talking about the social media, are you? Hindi, di ba? Yung mga sa grapevine lang yan, yung mga kumpula ng mga chistosa, mga gano'n.
Ganap ka ng mga marites, i-unleash mo yung mga marites sa community.
Yung mga marites, mga ganyan. So, oo. They can resort to that. No? Pero okay. what I am parang envisioning, or rather imagining, is that ito campaign ngayon would be more on visuals, no? Because of the lack of physical contact and face-to-face communications, you have to have an alternative. At nakikita ko na naman yung pagdumi, or pag, sorry for the term, pero yung pagkalat na naman ng mga paraternalya, dikit dito, dikit doon, tatakpan yung nakakabit na, palagay ko magkakaroon tayo ng proliferation unless Comelec will do something about that. Sigurado yan. Yung mga billboards, yung mga, so it will be visual. Yung malayo pala, nakikita mo na. Christian Esguerra for senator, or Christian Esguerra for dadamihan mo yun kung pwedeng lobo, palilipat ka ng lobo, yung mga gano'n, yun ang nakikita
okay.
ko.
I remember, you mentioned social media, no? So, some of the candidates running for national positions, whenever they ask about their campaign budget, they would say na, well, this is the age of social media. They claim that they can afford to win by simply launching a very effective social media campaign. Sinasabi na, less costly, and somehow that can be considered as the great equalizer among candidates. Okay. But at the local level, can you honestly expect to win by simply relying on social media?
Or that was what...
Oh, iba yata sa local, no?
That's a very good insight, no? That was what I was talking to a friend of mine maybe 2-3 weeks ago about that. He's supposed to be an IT specialist. Sabi ko, pare, for instance, if I was running for, let's say, mayor of Makati or mayor of Pasay, paano kung mag-project yung sarili ko sa social media? Alam nga naman ka ako, I will spend for, let's say, trolls or whoever, or I'll post memes or something like that. If I'm running for ano, magagalit lang sa akin ka ako yung mga tiga-paranyake, yung mga tiga, pero hindi naman po kilala, tapos nag-ano. Sabi niya, may style eh. Pero mayroon sinasabi, since I'm no techie, really, Christian, hindi ko masyado maintindihan, pero you have to pay. Parang meron silang, I don't know how they do it, meron yatang parang style ngayon na mapofocus yung mga ano mo, dun sa area na yun. Meron palang ganun. Sabi niya,
targeted audience. In terms of social media, is that really can that be relied upon to launch a very credible and effective effective election campaign sa local level?
Sa local level, if I was a candidate at the local level, I would probably use social media kung ano man ang meron doon na pwede kong gawin, pero hindi ko na nga gagalawin yan dahil ang importante lang sa akin, manalo. At para ako manalo, ang kailangan kong boto ay manggaling sa DNE. Ngayon, yung mga nasa social media naman, hindi naman tayo-tayo lang yun eh, no? Tayo-tayo lang yun, yung mga nakakaintindi ng social media kasi mahal din naman mag Facebook, let's say magbibili ka ng load, bibili ka ng para ka yung sinasabi nila I don't know if it's true or not eh. Yung sinasabi nila okay, we're the social media capital of the world and 80% are fixated on or just parang nanonood lang ng Facebook lang and okay. I don't think so. Overvalued yung ngayon, national candidates, yes.
Okay. Of course, you still have to have a good product to sell. In this case, the candidate, no? So right. Yung basic expectations na ganyan, if you are a campaign strategist trying to win votes for your candidate. Let's talk about yung personal credibility tsaka yung believability. In the provinces, we've seen certain instances where certain candidates do not really know the language at the local level. So, in cases like that, how do you sell that candidate to the voters? Kasi di ba, lalo sa probinsya, inisip nila, hindi naman sila nakikipag-usap sa lingwahe namin eh. Pero bakit namin siya iboboto? Isa po, Ilocano ka, matagal kang tumira sa ibang bansa, o kaya sa probinsya, sa Visayas, you don't speak the language basically. How do you do that?
That's a very difficult question. Huh? And a very difficult situation for a to make a strategy on. In Pangasinan, I had an experience in being part of the campaign team, and I was part of the strategy producing team. Our candidate is really from that area. Is from his mother at least, or her mother at least, in a particular municipality in the district in Pangasinan, but the candidate herself is very well intentioned, no? To serve the people, etc. But the problem was, Not only did she not know to speak the local dialect of Pangasinense, Pangalato, they call it. She was facing up, her opponents were former congressmen of that area. So it was a big dilemma for me as a strategist at that time. So what I did was I utilized another route, and that is what I call the developmental route. I use a developmental machine, but not really to propagate on developmentalism itself. Maybe my consciousness was also doing that, but I was looking for a way for us to channel our campaign through, instead of the usual barangay network. So we use, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. So you should find creative ways to go over.
You should find creative ways. Yes, that's okay. What I'm just trying to say.
Finally,
but it does happen also.
Finally, let's talk about the issue of vote buying. Can you actually expect to win without engaging in vote buying at the local level? I don't mean to be very pessimistic, but pero based on conversations with many local officials, there are a lot of horror stories. At sinasabi nila dyan, miski bumili ka na ng boto ngayon, yung pinakahuling botong binili, closest to the election day, usually yun yung mananalo.
Hindi pessimistic, realistic ka lang, Cristiano. I don't think it will be, hopefully it will be reduced, no? Because of, as I said, physical contacts. But meron din naman PayPal, meron ding mga GCash na pwede mong pagdaanan.
Pero nga, as a strategist, based on your experience, talaga bang
kasama yan?
Hindi mo maiiwasan to engage in vote buying?
Personally, hindi ko pa nagagawa yan. Ha, kasi, but, you know, and there is what you... Because everybody's doing it, I think, if you're a serious candidate, in a given area, it is sometimes regarded as part of the game, and without any kanya walang rancor, walang ano, kumbaga sa ano, ganun talaga, parang ganito mga may mga kwento pa nga sa akin. Oh, ang bigay ngayon, 500. Isa naman, oh, sige, kung 500, 1,000 naman ako. May mga parang ganun pa eh. Tapos yun, okay, ako, 1,500. Okay. Kasi in those areas, Christian, they can compute already how much money they would have to spend. Especially, let's say, if you're talking about 30,000 votes up for grabs. Pag nakakuha ka kunyari ng 16,000 votes, parang panalo ka na. So you can compute after it.
Okay. On that note, thank you very much, Professor Gerardo Eusebio, for joining us tonight on the program.
Thank you, Christian.
We'll take a short break. After the fact, we'll be right back.